following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, November 6th through Thursday, November 12th, 2020. November 6th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My empire on earth is in the hearts of those who elect to live in holy love. The souls who choose to reside in my empire are freed of rebellion, doubts, and erroneous choices. There is no violence in my empire, nor hidden agendas free of public scrutiny. The citizens of my kingdom on earth can readily discern good from evil, and always choose good. The ones who manipulated this most recent election in your nation are not part of my kingdom on earth. They chose to disregard my divine will, which is always truth in thought, word, and deed. This really wasn't an election at all, but a melodrama scripted by unseen forces. To uncover the truth will be costly in time and effort, but courageous effort must be poured into uncovering the truth." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness and deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 7th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Satan is gaining control of this country by leaps and bounds. Outsiders have gained positions of dominance, not just as a result of this election, but by evil influences in the media. Today, I urge my conservatives to unite in purpose and in prayer. Recognize that you are the remnant which I am counting on to persevere in Christian values and in all truth. Do not allow mainstream media to decide what is just and what is evil. Your strength is in unity in prayer. Then I will feed you with the truth. I will help you recognize what serves my purpose as your justified leader. Avoid progressivism, which leads you away from my commandments. Return to that which this nation was founded upon. In God we trust." A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. "For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 7th, 2020. the Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." You, Maureen, have asked me, so I will tell you. The election results are illicit and do not reflect the heart of this nation. Nefarious efforts worked in the background to undermine the truth. Exert your prayer efforts that your president is successful in exposing Satan's plans. The soul of your nation needs to unite in this prayer. Much is at stake nationally and internationally. November 8, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your strength is in the character of your values. This no man can legislate against. Remain a positive force amidst an evil world. Do not think that laws make everything right. Because some men are evil, they legislate evil laws. Allow my commandments to be the backbone of your character. Be united in prayer, as prayer is your pathway to victory. Unity in good is your army of strength. Your united prayer effort is the weapon of this army. Now is the hour of great value when you must draw upon your weapons, prayer, rosaries, and sacrifices to expose and defeat the enemy and all undisclosed actions. Do not underestimate the opposition, who stands poised to defeat every good intention towards freedom. Embrace righteous courage. Fight this war peacefully in the confines of your heart." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. November 9th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in the midst of chaos, reason will spring up and take root. This confusion concerning your presidential election is unprecedented. Steps will need to be taken to prevent a recurrence in any future election. There are people involved in this confusion who have given way to love of power and ambition. They do not, however, love your country. I am going to help your current president take charge and to discover the covered-up errors in tabulating the votes. New laws will need to be put in place to prevent this from happening again. The first step to reversing any error is to acknowledge it and have a will to change it. This is happening now in your country. Therefore, there is no conclusive result in the election. Pray as never before that truth is the victor in hearts and in this election. The guilty parties should be ousted from office." A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. "For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 10th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says the loser in this presidential election was the truth. The one who proclaims to be the winner is united not to the people of this nation, but to evil forces who have dishonestly altered the results of the election. Their bid to power has the intention of taking away freedoms from the citizens of this nation. Too many lives have been lost in the history of this nation in order to protect freedoms that other countries wish they had, for a pocket of evil to destroy everything that wars were fought for. This is not a battle fought with weapons, but one fought with technology put to evil use. I do not ask you to unite behind this evil which works in darkness. I do ask you to peacefully unite in the truth. Protect the truth by speaking out for your freedoms. Unite in the truth, not in error which is poised to oppose my commandments. In this unity is your strength in supporting the truth and all righteousness. The one who is appointed the winner in this election is not the one who will make decisions if he is allowed to take office. There is a whole machine of evil hidden in the background who would do this. This nation's victory is in exposing the evil which changed the votes to bring an illicit victory to the foreground. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 11th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, this country is now in turmoil due to the dishonesty of some who had greedy ambition as a motive for their actions. It is the task of a few to unravel the evil actions of many. I tell you solemnly, children, do not lose heart. Pray that the moral fiber of this nation will be substantiated by truthful findings in this investigation. I applaud your sitting president that he has not surrendered his office in this travesty called an election. Those of you who are convinced of the truth must remain united through prayer. At stake is the Constitution and the freedoms which it outlines. This whole election process has challenged the basic premise of rights that your nation was founded on. The enemy is intent on destroying this country from within, as he knows a frontal attack would never be successful. Do not be weakened by misinformation. Be firm in your resolve to remain one nation under God, never influenced by Satan's tactics, which are presented as truth by the mass media. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 8 through 11. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 12th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, solemnly I tell you, this nation, land of the free and home of the brave, must more clearly define its election process by law, or it will lose its identity as a free nation." It has been too easy for the mass media to choose its candidate and push him into the office of president. The agenda of the media then becomes the agenda of the U.S. government. The media is controlled by outside forces, forces with their own agenda for the future of the world. If this newly chosen candidate is placed in the White House, you will slowly see your nation lose its identity in favor of global policies. Once again, I warn you, be careful as to what and who unites you. Be united in prayer. Be united as a free nation. Do not be united as part of a one world order, which paves the way for the Antichrist. Do not be guided by the mass media, which is basically Satan's instrument. The note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.